This is Get Your Goddess Groove On Radio. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens with me, Laura Hosford. Do you feel like life is a mystery to be solved? That you must stand alone in this life? Listen deeply, beloved soul, and hear my call. I am your waking inner goddess speaking to you. I am here to call you home and activate your deepest prayer inside of you. As an emissary for the goddess, I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace to guide you forward in transcending your consciousness and becoming the change you wish to see in the world. Now get ready and join me as we get your goddess groove on right now. Hello and welcome everyone to the Get Your Goddess Groove On show with me, your host, Laura Hosford. And what a beautiful day here today, August 28, 2020. And can you believe it? We are more than halfway through the year. Yay. All right. We are making it, people, and we are doing wonderful. So I'm so excited today to have a new guest on my show, the beautiful Audrey Light Language. So excited for her to be here today and to share with you some beautiful stuff, some beautiful truth, and to help you to get your goddess groove on today. So in this episode, we will be discussing how you can reclaim your divine authority and sovereignty to become the architect of your own life, and how the return of the goddess and the feminine energy is here and so powerfully fierce is she. Yes, we can see that beautifully. She's here to set us all free. And from the matrix of enslavement, from the third dimensional world, so that you can truly live that authentic life. You can truly become the person that you've dreamed about, that you've wanted to be, the creations that you want to bring in, the heaven on earth that you have within your beautiful heart space. And so my beautiful guest today, Audrey Light Language, who brings her wisdom today, her gifts of light language to assist you in reclaiming your true and authentic self. So welcome to the show, Audrey, and thank you for coming. And I'd like to just share a little bit about your bio a little bit here, and then we'll get right into your introduction. So Audrey Light Language is a spiritual architect and energy engineer. She speaks the beautiful languages of light in the Akash. She is a divine channel. And she is celebrated as a healer to the healers. She is from time before time. I love that. In the first wave of creation, she is a vessel for spirit to birth forth a new octave for humanity and Gaia. Audrey works with clients across the United States and around the world. She, in her work, she provides healing on multiple levels, releasing old energy that entangles you and keeps you tied into the old matrix system. Audrey works on your etheric, your physical, your mental, and emotional bodies, and she also helps you to release old generational energetic ties as well as childhood issues. And all of this work that she does so beautifully is done on the subconscious and unconscious levels. The work is done on the other aspects of yourself that you've experienced in past lives, as well as your galactic and dimensional aspects of self for total healing and releasing. And then she also has the beautiful gift of downloading upgrades to your system. Audrey also channels the sacred key numerical codes that work on your DNA, and she also brings an extremely powerful healing and activation that occur on multiple levels of your multidimensional self. Audrey is also a channel. She channels the beings of light that come to speak with us. And Audrey has many messages that she has received through automatic writing that she shares through YouTube channel. And she does all of this to help you to begin to become the architect of your own life and bringing forth and empowering you to really take a stand and to stand in your full power and divine magnificence. So welcome to the show, Audrey.
Thank you so excited. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here with you and your beautiful family of listeners and giving me this opportunity. So they today are going to receive some of this gifts, right, that we're going to give to them through what we'll be bringing through later with the light language and Akash language, which the Akash language is not to read it, but to rewrite it, right? In concordance yes. with the new energy, to be open for those new potentials. And then the sacred key code numbers, giving them a little example of that as well. Numbers, because languages and symbols have been contaminated, right, through the system and the matrix and such, right? So numbers is a way that language of creation has come through to deliver the energies at the highest frequency, you know, octave possible, that are beyond contamination that a symbol or language would be open to. So very powerful things. So thank you so much for the opportunity to share with your beautiful family of listeners. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. And thank you for coming and sharing with us today your beautiful gifts and wisdom. And I know that you have a very special message you're going to share with us later on in the show that you wanted to bring through. But let's maybe start with a little bit about your own story and how you, you know, began to wake up, maybe a little bit about your own journey and how you even began to experience the beautiful gifts that you have around light language and the language of the Akash for our listeners.
Yes. And the thing about it, it was so beautiful because I didn't study. I didn't travel the world. You know, I didn't look for all of this. I was working as a Christed being in my life as a mother, a daughter, you know, a wife. Always bringing people to say, you know, to the light, you know, your cup is half full, it's not half empty. That being my nature, you know. So walking that walk, at a certain point in my life, it came to where the kids got older, my children, and then all this began to open up again, right? The plan, so to say, right?
Yeah.
In here, right, to live just a regular life, you know,
yes.
And then being turned on, so to say, right, turned back on, ignited to bring through the works that I had to bring through to support. Right, a little bit before 2012 it happened, you know, because it was time to start bringing through the works that I incarnated for, to do the work behind the scenes, right, in the field with supporting the energies, delivering codes and such, working out in the galaxies and such, you know, and also for Gaia and humanity, and then the beautiful people that began to come, right, moved by spirit when they would see a video or something. At first, when I began, I was like, I don't want to do a video. I don't want everyone to see me. I was so shy and quiet, you know, but because my heart was one to help, I was like, okay, it'll bring it out in a wider expanse. And people from all around the world would begin to find me. And I'm like, how did you find me? They're like, we don't know. We were just on YouTube and kind of you popped up and we felt drawn, right? Because it's soul, the soul, right? Say, yes. We don't even know why we're coming, but we must come, you know, and then they received the works. But I was levitated. I was doing automatic writing. You know, I was kind of being spun around like a ballerina. And I'm like, wait a minute, you know, I'm getting gorgeous here. It was the energies, you know. So yes. It was kind of all happening to me that the human Audrey was having the journey. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, yes. Oh, I knew what was happening. I was going with the evolution of what was happening to me and more gifts coming online and such, you know,
wow.
And seeing the results with people around the world just moving into it more and more, you know, than the language, than the Akash language, now the number code. So isn't that beautiful? Because it was yes. all a natural igniting, right? So you don't have to go like get a ticket to travel somewhere. You know, my work says where you're standing, you are making it holy ground, right? Mm-hmm. By the being that who you are. And like, I'm an example of that, right? Because it all comes through of your true essence,
yes.
right? Your soul, your beingness, you know?
Beautiful. That is so beautiful. And so maybe for our listeners, can you just give us your own definition of what light language is and also what the language of the Akash is so that people kind of have a reference point there?
Yes. As I was saying before, you know, human language is all around the planet and such, you know, we're contaminated by what you would call the matrix, the system, you know, controllers to keep people dumbed down, right, at a certain energy frequency. Also, unfortunately, beautiful symbols, right, were also contaminated. Think of the swastika. That's actually a beautiful sign, but then what has become of it, you know?
Mm.
So this is why the languages of light, which are ancient, you know, that's why so many beautiful people either receive works that get them to an energy level, they've been ignited to speak light language, or just a natural ignition of it, you know, because it's all energy. Everything is energy. So the light language comes in to be able to deliver those highest, beautiful, ancient, right, primordial sounds, right? Because everything is sound, the first emanation, right, of creation, as we know, the word, which is sound. So deliver it in this way. And then also, I'm sorry, I'm just going to turn this on because the energy is starting and I'm just like, so hot already. So I'm just going to get a little breeze going on.
I can feel it over here too.
Exactly. Let me see. Get that going a little bit for me. Excellent. So I don't want to make it too loud. Okay, good. So perfect.
Yeah. So, you know, I had my own ignition of light language that came about in March of 2015. And I had no idea really, you know, what it was. And I was studying with a clairvoyant teacher and I asked her about it. She goes, well, you're supposed to be doing something with your hands, but I'm not sure exactly what it was. And then I heard Jamie Price on one of the telesummits and I just said, oh, I've got to find out what this is. And I kept listening to her light language. And I said, I think I'm doing that, you know? And so then I did eventually go and study with Jamie later that year. And, you know, what a beautiful gift. What a beautiful gift light language is. And, you know, to bring through. And, you know, the codes, the higher codes ignited by the higher self. And, you know, whether it's coming from the elementals or the angelic realm or the galactic realm, you know, what a beautiful gift that you share with
thank
people
you. You,
in your
you
work.
As well. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So talk a little bit about you come from time before time in the first wave of creation. That's really intriguing. Can you share a little bit more about that with our listeners so they have a reference point?
Yes, I will. Can I backtrack a minute though? Because we didn't talk about the Akash language. So the Akash language, I feel, is like it's very important for people to understand, right? A lot of people understand light language, and some people will even write light language or draw light language, you know, if they don't have the verbal gift. But what came through later in the evolution of the work was the language of the Akash, right? Now, this is not a reading of the Akash, because for me, that's going into, you know, an older library with old paths of potential and agreements and such, right? Mm-hmm. But because everything is new and the old breaking down, this is about not going into the old library, but through the language of the Akash, again, to bring one to clear the Akash and the cosmic Akash, right? Take what, of course, you know, is good for them, clear the rest, and then get in concordance energetically with the frequency to the higher paths of potentiality upon those other frequency bandwidths, right? So I say rewrite the Akash for them so they have access to that new right books, new potentialities. So the language of the Akash, if they come and receive, is so important as well, you know? And now, yes, the time before time.
And also, before you go there, though, just a quick question, because that was really, really good explanation about the Akash and opening up the potentials to the Akash. So it's almost like as we release, you know, the old, as we balance, you know, the experiences and we bring the wisdom and truth forward in our gifts from all of these experiences through the Akash. But yet what you're talking into, it's almost like you're stepping into new timelines of our future self almost and having access to that new those new quantum gifts, I call them spiritual gifts from the quantum.
Yes.
Is that sort of on track with what you're
exactly.
doing?
Exactly. Because you have to think, that's an old library, all those agreements, all those writings, all those paths of potential, why one would go in there and read, right? To find the best potential for someone is still based on that older, you know, system, right? Is that a way to say it? You know, the older energy potentials within that library, right? That was written or there to partake of. So this way, we don't want, that's part of the old, right? That's why the clearing of the Akash, right? Those agreements that one had, right? Or energy ties, no more of that.
Yes.
And then to get in concordance with the higher potentials, so one could then write like a new Akash, right? New potentials, new paths of probabilities. There are so many from that higher new perspective, which is us building the new or getting in resonance, right? With that new that is already there.
Yes.
But my work says you must manifest yourself. Everyone's always worried about manifesting, right? Mm-hmm. This is not the life, the embodiment, the aspect where one would be distracted in that yet again. Mm-hmm. This is about manifest your own self, draw yourself in, color yourself in, which is what? You in the new energy vibration connecting with the new future point, right? Not the old future, because there's only one time. Everything is happening in one time. We say past lives, it's a human perspective. But actually, all the aspects as a soul, right? Or having all those experiences, multidimensional aspects of oneself as well, right? So all this one time. So the future, the old future with transhuman and AI has already played out, right? We could not change it because creation lost something of itself, right? With the divine human, with the 12-strand DNA that was altered, right? And changed into transhuman and AI artificial expressions, right? So we couldn't go forward that way. We had to come to that old future points past, which is our present moment, right? Why we incarnated, the gift of this wonderful moment that is happening and this new that is happening to create. So we can get in concordance vibrationally by releasing the old energies, right? Raise the energy, pour the light back in so we could get in line, hooked up with the new future that is there, right?
Yes, I'm doing the old as old.
So we must get that hookup because all the past, the present, future, the now moment as we move through it all is so important and they're all connected. So this is us connecting ourselves up vibrationally. So even though that moment is there, we're doing the works for from here to make sure it all stays connected and in the time of the great divide where we will find ourselves. So that's why this is so important. Knowledge for them, realization of what's real, R-E-A-L, not the R-E-E-L, right? That was made for them. All belief systems and paradigms and falsehoods fed to them and yet perpetuated. Why it is so important to what I say, truly wake up to the bigger picture of things and our beautiful magnificence and true magic and gifts that we had that were turned off. That this is all about turning it back on and truly awakening to who and what we are, which is so much larger and magical and magnificent as the divine beings, right? That we are, we just fell asleep to, or we entered the experiment to, you know? And now it is time, my work says, to pull the plug on the experiment, right? We close the old book, right? Now it is time to write in the new book, right?
So yes, and I love that. I've gotten similar messages from my guides and they kept showing me we were on this timeline of their dimension, but there is a split. There is a divide going on between the third dimension path and the fifth dimensional path and the new earth vibration. And, you know, we can't sit on the fence. You will have to make a choice as to which world you want to vibrate with. And it's a personal choice. I mean, we do have free will, you know, as divine creators and as to which pathway. But when you were talking about the Akash, the way that the guides were showing it to me, it's almost like a blank book. It's a new book.
That's why I say rewrite the Akash.
Exactly. But it's almost like you're getting a blank book to begin a whole new chapter, a whole new life.
Closing the book,
blank book
on the old life. The old book of life is being closed in this.
And we
are opening the new book. And we are to write within it, just as another one of my messages say to everyone, right? Those ones who have been able to awaken, right, to this, even despite all that has happened to hold them down, they go down in the book of life as the shiny, triumphant, golden ones, because despite all this, they were able to be, not talk, love, unity, oneness, but be it, right, in their essence of their being. So they were truly able to wake up. And so they are the ones, right, who they said to our predecessors, which are ourselves, right, and the predecessors, we are the ones that go down in the book of life as the shining, triumphant, golden ones, because we took part in the experiment in the sleep, right? So we would walk through, right, what we are not, yet we are, and now we have a bigger picture of it, right? So that which was lost can be found. That which was hidden or lying in the darkness, right, of the lower vibrations and the lower polarity, duality, polarity experiment has shone a light upon, right, is now made known, witnessed, observed, right, and cleansed and cleared, right, to be absorbed back to the all that is, to be remade, right, in concordance with, right, the new, those that are in frequency and resonance, of course, keep their gift of individualization. That's why there's no more fence sitting. That's what my work says, too. You're not going to be able to sit on a fence because energetically you're going to fall on either side. Devolution, which is replicate, duplicate, non-self-sustaining, parasitic, vampiric systems, right, goes devolution, absorb back to the old that is, right, to be no more. Or you keep your gift of individualization because you are a true self-sustaining, right? True creation system.
Yes.
And that is to move to the new creation, that new point, the new future point. So we have these beautiful experiences, yes, here, because this is where it's beginning to happen, but also in resonance with that new point. Because unfortunately, some are still going to go down. We are witnessing it. We are witnessing the past when we see all this stuff that's happening with transhuman and AI and all this. Unfortunately, it's still rolling out for those that are going to go that path yet again, which doesn't end well. So that's why it's so important for them to listen, to get it, to have some awareness, to be fed true knowledge and awareness so they can get in resonance, right, with that new future point and keep their gift of individuality, right, and their beautiful creator beingness they could step back into because it's being turned back on. How beautiful is that?
That's so beautiful. So we're going to take a break here, everyone. And that was quite a lot in the first 20 minutes we shared. So we're also taking callers today. So if you have a question for Audrey, please either type in or call in with your question. And we're going to take a brief break and stay with us. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amerabeth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit Amerabeth.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice, to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
And welcome back, everyone, to Get Your Goddess Groove On. And I'm here with my beautiful guest today, Audrey Light Language. And we are talking about reclaiming your divine sovereignty, reclaiming your authentic truth and self. And we're going to now touch a little bit on the subject of the mother, which is the primordial womb of creation. She is the first point of creation. So Audrey is going to give us her beautiful wisdom and perspective around this. So
yes. Thank you so much. I would like to also, I'm going to bring in the mother, right? First,
beautiful.
We'll talk about it a little bit, and then I'll bring in the mother. Now, the mother came through when I would do work behind the scenes, like I would be doing. And you see, I speak very quickly. When you see light language later, I speak very quickly. Mm-hmm. And the mother, years ago, when she had come through, maybe 4 years ago, 3 years ago, very slow kind of energy. And I'm thinking, well, what was that, you know? And I would only do it when it was work behind the scenes that it would come through, right? Only its natural mm-hmm. expression when it's going to come, not pulling up anything. So I said, you know, I'm going to share this with somebody, you know, now and see what they think about it. And when I would share it with a couple of people, they would go, oh my goodness, I don't even have words to describe what that was, you know, how that felt. That was so, oh my goodness, right? And they said, feminine and so loving, you know? Yes. So now I'm doing it more. And as time has gone on, it's not as slow. You'll see a little bit slower, that it is slow, but not as slow as it was originally, because you're thinking that's energy emanating, right? From that primordial point of beingness, right? Also back to be part of this, to assist the change, the mother, right? In the deep, bigger picture of things. So it is so beautiful. And yes, the mother is the first goddess, you know, in ancient times when they would always speak of the feminine and nature and natural, right? So another one of my messages had said, it is the times, right, to tell the people to follow the lifeline, which is the umbilical, back to the womb, right? The womb of the mother, right? Mm. For those that need to be transformed, transfigured, resurrected, right? Now, the mother of this womb of creation is the first point where consciousness, right, and all was birthed from, right? That primordial point of beingness, right? So when the mother comes, wrapping you up in so much of that love and that energy, it's not really in words, right? Because in that point of beingness, there were not words. It's just the essence of that beingness to nurture one. In a womb, you're nurtured, right? You're fed, you're loved, you're supported. And so when I bring through the mother, being that first point of the feminine, which when we speak about mother, father, God, this mother is not the same as the mother, father, God. Mother, father, God is like the emanation from the original point of the mother, right? And as the energy went forth and made other creations and brought forth other essences, right, to express through. But this is the first primordial point of the mother. Did you want to say anything, or should I just bring her in?
No, please bring her in. I can always feel the energy coming in, but please bring it in for our audience and so they can experience it too.
Beautiful. First, I'm going to speak a little bit of light language so they'll see the difference, because usually I'll speak light language and then they can see the little bit of difference when I'll say the mother. So this is light language for all of them, right? Or Akash, whatever comes through. Here we go, beautiful ones. Just breathe, right?
Solemnador torrer sie, kerusun, verusor ertiverio, verusun, kerusir ertevio, veruan ertare, verusur eristerio.
Some fairies, right, to touch the child in the heart.
I felt it.
This is like your hands, you were saying, right? When you were moving around, the energy with hands, like sign language. Okay, now.
Right.
Mother. Asua Isha Usia Isa Hoye Isi Hashasa Ua Isi Isa Yua Sa Isia Ose Hawasu Itaya Isawosha Suati. Soa Isoa Shaya Soa Isa. Exhale. Exhale.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I mean, I could just see, feel and see such a difference in your aura. When you are bringing the mother energy through, I could really see your aura expanding. You know, there was just a beautiful halo of white light all around you, Audrey. That was so beautiful. What a blessing.
Oh, my goodness.
The light
thank
language.
You, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Light language again. Kia, kia, ika, kia, kua, kua, kia, kua. Kash language. Edame kash. Kosoa tua tua kash. Kesele ila ola mala tua tua kash. Ke kia 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 kasha. Se se ele ula ma uataya kash. Ikesi. Now, this clicking is to access the cosmic mm-hmm. and the multidimensional aspects, right? Also, as well, because as a soul architect, we want to, all of your aspects, right? Menuane Severio, Menuane Virane, Vero Sorer Viserio, Menuane Vione, Menuane Vione, Sararuta Ruta Reshk Eresk Akash, Sematu, Sematu, Sisi Moshez, Ele Sevoa, Ele Sevoa, Ele Sevoa. CSC.
Esa. Very powerful, Audrey. And so can you kind of share with our audience a general sense of what was, you know, coming through you? I know it doesn't, it's not always a words, or, but sometimes a feeling or a theme or.
Yes, for me, I know other people of light language will bring through a language, but remember, I'm bringing, like you're saying, very powerful, right?
Yes.
I had a client, because I work on everyone, right? Healer to healers, though, as well. A lot of people mm-hmm. who are seers, right? A lot of people doing their own work also behind the scenes, all levels.
Right.
So when I was working on someone recently, they go to me, oh my goodness, they go, do the people understand? And this is not ego. This is nothing. This is just a statement from someone else, but I'm trying to share mm-hmm. it so people could understand what they're receiving here, right? This is not right. regular light mm-hmm. language or light language, right? She goes mm-hmm. to me, there's many people who are healers and do work or light workers. But she's like, oh my goodness. She goes, you deliver such a powerful punch, right? Having worked with mm-hmm. many people through the year, she said she never experienced it at that level. And it's because she goes, you understand you're speaking with authority, what you're delivering. And the authority mm-hmm. is my ancient beingness, like an Elohim embodied, right? Someone mm-hmm. else said, you are doing this forever. That's why you have access to so many languages, whatever needs to come through, because she was saying, like, I knew already that I'm told I'm an ambassador, but she was saying, oh my goodness, you're an ambassador for peace. And you've been doing this forever and traveling the multiverse, right? The cosmos, mm-hmm. the galactics, so many worlds. As you are a seer and seeing my aura, she was like, right. oh my goodness, now I see you as a tall, thin person with blonde hair. Now I see you as a person with leathery orange skin, right? Bringing through those worlds, those languages, right? So
right.
it is not to bring in and downgrade it by speaking words right now to say, this is what I just delivered, right? Because we want to make right. sure that they keep it energetically beyond the labyrinth of the mind. Because when we put words to it, you go into the labyrinth of the mind with mm-hmm. preconceptions, ideas, right, about it.
Yes, yes.
This was very powerful. So you want to stay beyond the words, not to downgrade it. And because your soul resonates, your soul knows. Each person who just heard this may not get any sense or feeling. Some of them may have gotten, right, a message or a feeling or a sense. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of it, because each person will receive it individual, right, to themselves,
yes.
to their soul,
yes.
to their true essence, beyond the mind and their name as a human, right, to the depth of who and what they are. And that is so beyond words, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, that's the mystery. That's part of the mystery, because when you're speaking those beautiful light language and the language of the Akash, and then when you were bringing through the primordial sounds of the mother so powerfully, this is taking us beyond this physical world of the third dimension we've been living in. And this is very powerful, I think, because this helps us to begin to feel it in our body, feel it with our senses, feel it beyond the words, and begin to make that connection with our true self, that divine connection within us, our true source of our beingness, of our connection, as we are gods and goddesses. We were made out of the image of God and goddess, and we all hold that beautiful divine blueprint, our unique energetic divine blueprint. And that's what I felt so powerfully being activated in that remembrance of waking us up beyond the words, beyond the third dimensional reality, beyond, and knowing that we are way more than just this physical, beautiful physical body here. And that's taking back our divine sovereignty and authority. That is where we are being led to, even right now with all the events going on, you know, is awful as the truth is that's being revealed, that's been so hidden from us for so long. And now it can't be hidden any longer because of the Divine Mother returning with her powerful light to remake this earth into heaven on earth. And so everything is going to become transparent again. And now we are all becoming transparent, and we all can begin to really see what's really true and what's not really true, right? Exactly. What's really
my work says that years ago it was saying this is going to be the tsunami, right? Like the tsunami that is hitting. Tell them they could use these time frame to do the works, right? Release the old energy, bring in the energy in. So in that tsunami, and this what's happening energetically, so they would have been like not thrown into a cold body of water, the shock, but as you slowly tread into, let's say, a body of cold water, you're acclimating yourself. And that's what all this time is about, to acclimate, right? So they are adjusted. And it's also the time where the masks are all going to fall away. Now for me, when we say masks, all that was hidden, also, it's about number five, the olden beliefs and paradigms have to go. And unfortunately, many keep perpetuating the same old beliefs and paradigms, right? We can't do that anymore. That's part of the old. We have a beautiful foundation. But when you're building something, do they just spin in the foundation? No, you go forth and build. And that's why we leave the old beliefs and paradigms there, part of that story, part of that old book, right? Mm-hmm. And now we're going to build on that to the new. So the masks that are also going to fall away, right? But also from my work that comes through from Source, right? Because Source says, I try to speak to them and it's like they lost the connection, right? Through this sleep, through this forgetting, this experiment adventure, right? To see what they are not, what creation is not, yet is, right? And have a bigger picture of itself. We are Source embodied, right? We have the gift of life and consciousness because that is creation, Source, embodied in all things, to know itself, to play with itself, to make itself known, right? Yes. To another of itself. And that's the magic and that's the beauty, right? So now Absolutely. We've come out of all of this, the masks that are going to fall away, like my message we're going to talk about, is Source saying, when the mask falls away, you know what you're going to see? You're not going to see the familiar names that many say, galactics, angels, masters, guides, right? Because who are all those masks? Those masks are Source, right? Wearing those masks, because there's only one beingness, which we are part of, which is Source creation, you know? And so that's who you'll see, right? That's where in the new future I speak about, there is not all these beings to call on, like Oracle, tell me, guides, tell me, higher self, tell me. This is about you and your higher self getting together again, right? The experiment was the separation. This is not continuing, higher self, tell me out there. No, right? Angel, guide, master, someone tell me, galactic. No, in the new expression, right? Like where I come from, right? The time travel of old time. We have direct connection to our source, which is our original point of beingness, right? So we don't need all the intermediaries anymore. The intermediaries were for the time of the experiment of sleep, but then it got hijacked, right? And thus the stuckness. Yes. We were never supposed to be stuck. So this is getting out of that stuckness, because that stuckness, right, as has been observed, the experiment of creation has produced the parasite, right? The parasitic plague, right? So also that stuckness has created stagnation. And that's a contradiction to life. Life is about motion and movement. So thusly, creation, the mother, right? We come to help support the motion and movement, right? To get back to that place of our direct connection, which is ours, to Source, without needing intermediaries, you know?
And, you know, it's interesting, because I love the way you're describing that, and the way that I heard it described the other day, which was a beautiful interpretation by another person I've been following, is he described it as 33 vertebrae, right? And think about 33, the number 33, which is the number of mastery. Jesus was 33 years old when he became into his full ascensionary process. But when you get to the 33rd vertebrae, you can't go through it. Like you go through the 32 and the nervous system goes up through the center. It's the central channel. But when you get to 33, you hit a plateau. You hit a plateau and you think that you're stuck and you're stopped, but you're not. But it teaches, when you teach the spiritual truth and you know the spiritual truth, to go to the right. You go around it to the right. You're going into the right brain. You're going into the mother, into the Holy Spirit. You're going into the infinite expressions of creation. You're going into the goddess energy, and you're going into infinity when you go into the right brain. We've been stuck in the left brain. We've been stuck in our society for so long, just living in the left brain, not entering into the right brain, and all our society, our conditioning, our structures and everything have been imbalanced in the sense that we have, you know, not included the mother energy. We have not included the infinite energy. And so the scalar wave, which is the infinity eight, is this right brain that gives us infinite possibilities and gives us actually our connection to our internal infinite source of life. And so really, the way you're describing it and the way that I heard this the other day, I was just like, wow, wow, wow.
I love it. Wow, wow, wow. Exactly. And the right-handed path would be those of us who are not parasitic, right?
Yes.
Or duplicate replicate, the ones who were lost and became parasitic because they played the parts in the experiment. Right. Let's go explore the lower density. What is hell there? Who played their parts, forgot themselves so deeply, or created in that way that is the only way they know how to express? They were not connected to source because they forgot themselves so deeply. So they devised this way of the stuckness, right, to close down the powerful 12-stranded DNA being that was created, that is the highest expression for source to express through, right, whole, holy, and divine. So they created all this chaos, right, not only here on Earth, but it began out there in the cosmos, right? Portals and all this stuff, right? Black holes and everything. And it's rippled down to here of what they did to the 12-stranded humans, where originally we were going to have an experiment to know what we are not, but are, in a lower vibration, duality, polarity experiment, never meaning to get stuck, right? They created that stuckness, that control, because they are picking, like so to say, the left-handed side, right?
Right.
Which is not of the highest expression, right? Service to self and forgetting compassion, integrity, and all that. They're just made different. They become the other. That's kind of what is also in the message we're going to talk about. They became the other, right? Because it was an experiment, but they so became the other, right? So now we waited over and over for them to be healed, right? To remember, but it's not happening. And thus, how many loops, right? Building civilization, destroy it. They do the same thing over and over, trying to keep control. So now it's no more, right? Now
no
it's
more.
About they who took the left hand will be the ones that are going to be absorbed back to the all that is in great love, to be healed, right? Because they can't step into the remembrance. They've become symbiotic with the other. They forgot themselves so deeply. Thus, what was lost shall be found. We shall find ourselves, and they will be found, right? That were hidden in the darkness, so they can be absorbed back to the old, to be remade, right?
So, yes, which also, I believe is what Master Jesus Yeshua was talking about 2,000 years ago, that he came to help to bring back the lost sheep. You know, he was talking about the lost sheep.
It's the same thing. And also biblically, how they talk about, right? Like Jesus said, you shall do even greater things than I have done. Because Jesus came to be an example, right? All of them, Mary Magdalene, everybody talks about. It is like, well, what are you doing? These are those times to do even greater things that I have done. Because why? You're going to remember who and what you are, that he represented as an aspect of divinity, right? Embodied in physicality. And that's who and what we are, that they try to have us forget, right? Or the mother, thinking the mother was never going to come back. No, the mother's going to come back and check on what her children and her offspring have been doing. Because her gift of life, her gift of life was not to be used in an abomination of all the atrocities, right? That has gone on, right?
Yes.
So the mother coming back to tend to that situation. And so the gift of life and consciousness that emanate from her womb was for us to know the true magic. So when we travel throughout creation, there's not some parasitic being who's going to do abominations, right? And keep it down and keep your true magic and wonder of life that is for about. So creation, to know itself, to taste. Because it's one thing to know, to dream a dream and hold something in concept. But it's a whole other thing to have the experiential experience. And that's what this is about. So you add the depth of the experiential, right? The taste, the touch, the smell, right? To the conceptual knowing, which makes it so much deeper. And that is what creation is doing throughout all of its beingness of the I am, right? So this slows this down, the experiment that I say, like it went awry, the experiment. It was never supposed to be this that has come from it, but at least the light was shown on what needed to be made known so it can be healed and revealed, right?
Right. Well, and this is a free will planet. We all know that, but yet that free will has been really
hijacked.
It's been hijacked. That's a good word for it. It's been hijacked. But when the, you know, when the COVID-19 hit, and, you know, to me, when I tapped into my own divine source and channel, I knew that it was all part of the bigger plan, the bigger divine plan. And I'm not, you know, negating anybody's pain or suffering here. I totally respect every person's, every soul's journey, totally respect those who passed away from COVID-19. Absolutely. But it's also been an opportunity for the world. It brought the world to its knees to slow down and to begin to get in touch with taking ourselves out of the fast-paced life, which really living in that left brain and imbalance so much that we, a lot of us, I think, lost our true connection in so many ways. We weren't able to, it's always been there, our true divine connection. But because of the requirements to live life, you know, more requirements every day, you know, having to make money, having to put a roof over your head, having to take care of your children, just so many demands put upon the everyday person that they couldn't even breathe anymore. You know, we couldn't even literally breathe anymore because of all these demands of this, you know, cabal or whatever you want to call it, service to self. And so I think Divine Mother just came in and said, well, I'm going to create an event that's going to slow the whole world down here so that you can begin to have time to breathe, the time to really begin to commune with your essence, begin to time to really tap back into, hey, Divine Mother's here. She's coming back. She's coming here to help to free you from all of this. So I think there's a silver lining in all of this, you know, year of, and it's been a very, you know, a year of initiation for all of us, right? It's been a really challenging year, but I think there's gold nuggets and silver linings that we can bring in and we can look to, you know, that are there for us. I know I've found those in my own journey this year, because it's almost like the great divide is, are you going to choose fear, which is the previous universe and experiment? Or are you going to step into love? I mean,
well,
we can only be
about
fear or love.
Right. Years ago, it was like, tell them they must be step into fearlessness, you know? Well, for me, when this all began, and I tapped in, I got, there's a storm coming, prepare. So I didn't get, it's a gift, right? I got, there's a storm coming, prepare, right? So the thing is, and as I've been on other shows and such, you know, when this first began, I said, look, everybody is all over the place on this, right? As usual, right? Perspectives, right? Different filters. Right. So everyone is all over the place on their take on what is happening, right? Some a storm, some a gift, whatever they're saying, right? But what I was led to tell everyone is, look, in the spiritual community, again, everybody has different takes, right? Oh, no, don't look at the dark. Oh, yes, you have to look at the dark. And to me, you must have awareness of the abomination that has occurred, because if not, you then sometime in creation are going to allow such a thing to occur again, a gigantic loop, right? When some people talk about the 1,000 years of peace, I'm like, oh, no. This is not 1,000 years of peace. This is an eternal peace, right? Yes. Because this is not going to have an opportunity for those that may get bored in creation to play such a game yet again, or an experiment. No, never, ever again. We remember seal the book on that, because we did it, the golden, shining, triumphant ones, right? Never to do it again. If anyone in creation wants to have this knowing and knowledge, they will access it through consciousness, right? Reading in that book, but never experientially go through it again, because then they will open the parasitic plague, which has been hard enough, right? To get back in the box, so to say. So we, right? No more of this to ever happen again.
No more.
So I've been telling people, put your differences aside, right? Put that in your back pocket, your take on this, right? Everyone is all over the place. I said, more importantly, we need to awaken realization, what's happening, join together our love and our light, why we've come here. Besides, people always say their mission. We have multiple missions, right? But one of them is we're here incarnated while other people are still sleeping, holding the light to also support this change that is occurring, right?
Yes.
So we join together, hold our light, even with our differences, so we make sure that we are attending to keep the highest timelines coming forward, right? And supporting yes. Mother and all those ones who are also, because we're all part of it in the oneness. So we do not have the continued, which it is from my take, slippage into the lower agendas, right? Timelines that they want to bring forth. So they know that everything is closing down on them, right? And their past yes. and potential are being closed. So for me, it's them trying to kick up chaos, right? More of what people call the louche, right? The pain, the sadness, the upset, the fear, to feed them mm-hmm. who are beginning to be starved. Do you understand? Of many energies.
Yes, 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 exactly.
And keep them from like throwing their card, right? That last cards they have, right? No more of that.
No
we
more.
We are maintaining the highest timelines for this healing, for this awareness, for a bigger picture of what's going on. Because yes, as you were saying, just trying to work and take care of your children and your life,
yeah.
that has been a distraction of the system to keep the sheeple distracted and spinning and cogs in the machine, right?
Yeah.
While the others get yes. into all their agendas, right? Because people are now talking about 5D, and that's beautiful. It's a step up. But let's not limit ourselves to only 5D, right? Because we are beautiful mm. divine beings. A D is yes. just a level of consciousness that we must right. take that step to go back to. But we have many Ds, right? I've heard people speaking about now, you know, 12, 14, 18, 320 something. And I'm like, yes, right? Because that's just a vibration of a consciousness yes. Experience we could have. So let's not limit ourselves to only from 3 crayons, I say, in the crayon box to 5 crayons in the crayon box.
I love that. I love that.
All the colors.
Because we're multidimensional. We exactly. are multidimensional beings, and shifting over from this old matrix of a single time, of there being time, which there really is no time. That's just part of this world's experience. We all know that there, you know, we're timeless beings. There is no past, present, future. Everything's in the now, and moving into multidimensionality. So we've got about 3 minutes left. So I wanted to tap in. I wanted to make sure we had time to listen to at least part of your message you wanted to share with us from Divine Mother, I think, today.
Yes. This was actually from Source.
Okay, Source.
So when you were speaking about, you know, that connection up to the 32 or 33 vertebrae and such, to me, this is we need to move beyond all the chakras, the old belief system, right?
Yes.
Because we are turning all the chakras on. They are like dissolving no more, you know, to be the pillar of light, which is the marriage of the male and female energy within us, no matter what
yes.
physical vessel. We're wearing, even men are the goddess, right? Because another aspect,
yes.
they're wearing feminine vessels. So we are both the male and female blended within all our aspects, the fractured to be unified, right? So we get mm-hmm. back to be that pillar of light, which is what yes. you were talking about. And when you have that pillar of light, you have that connection, right? With
yes.
Source and the mother. All right, beautiful ones. I'm just going to read a little bit, and then the beautiful ones are going to put a link where you could read the rest of it. And this is
yes.
the Source. Okay, here we go. There is a great purge occurring. It must be done. There is little time left to accomplish what must be done. There is no turning back. It is the time of the reckoning, right? The reckoning, which is also, they put the word, the recognizing, right? The reckoning, the recognizing all that has gone on. For you to cognitize, right? To understand, to get it, right? Cognitive functions, right? Awareness of mind, awareness of being, aware of what has been. Cognitive humanity, the reveal, right, has brought it into the light to be made known. What was not known, what was hidden. We say to you, it is part and parcel of what is throughout creation. The act of parasitism, the act of eating self. Why does the parasite expression have the requirements to feed off another of itself? It is to provide for itself what it has lost when it stepped into the experiment of losing itself. Itself, which is its sustenance, the life force is the sustenance of life. It was cut off from when it chose to experience that expression of itself from such a vantage point. We chose to explore our expressions in opposition of ourselves. The grand experiment that is not so grand as it turns out, as it is a witnessing, a turning the light upon where creation will go to sustain itself, to nourish and maintain itself when expressing from a place of forgetting. It will not in some cases sacrifice itself rather than take the life of another readily to thrive, to survive. It will readily implore itself upon the other that has what it seeks to maintain its own survival and acquire the life force that it needs to sustain itself. And all that has been witnessed is the depth to which one in forgetfulness of itself will go to keep itself maintained rather than recall its eternal nature as source and tapping into the endless supply of what it seeks. That is only stepping into the remembrance of self, the recalling of self back to self, self-awareness.
That is beautiful, Audrey. We're going to have to stop there. I'm sorry to interrupt, and that's okay. So beautiful. I know the listeners would like to listen to that entire beautiful channeling, so I'll post a link for everyone to be able to link to your blog, your website. Before we close the show today, how can people get in touch with you? I know you had a beautiful offering and package you wanted to share today. And what's the best way for our listeners to, if they want to connect with you and have a session with you, how can they do that?
They could connect with me at, I'm sure you'll post it for me, hummingbird1211 at gmail.com, which they could request a session, which they could either have an hour session, would be the light language, the Akash language, and me bringing in the beings of light, which is source creation expressing in that way to speak with them. Or they could choose the 90 minutes, which would then be the sacred key code numbers, which I didn't get to do it, but it's a long list of numbers. It's like hundreds list long of numbers that is going to deliver the energy for them. So they will have them as a tool and read over the numbers and use that energy in their own life to help them support
beautiful,
them.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, there is so much wonderful wisdom in sharing today. Thank you for sharing the beautiful light language, the language from the Akash, and the language from Divine Mother. Very, very powerful. And thank you for being on my show today. And we'll definitely have you back again to share with us some more. And I want to thank everyone today for listening to Get Your Goddess Groove On. If you have any questions or comments, we would love to know. Please post those or about your experiences. And thank you so much for being with us. And I look forward to you being with us again in our next show in 2 weeks. Thank you so much. Lots of love and blessings to you. Namaste.
You have been listening to Get Your Goddess Groove On with me, Laura Hosford. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I provide you with a healing sanctuary for awakening and rebirthing your own divine connection with the goddess. It is time to embody the sacred rebel goddess you came to be. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.laurahosford.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.